702. The newsmaker of the day.
The big story of the day, Thabo Bester, known as the Facebook rapist, was photographed while shopping in Sandton just 2 months after he, well, supposedly burned to death in the private maximum security prison run by G-Force in Bloemfontein. Now, the police have since opened a murder case against him after this because the body that they found inside his cell was not him, obviously, but the question is, whose body is it? The other thing is, I mean, good grief, this whole story happens only because Ground Up have their investigation and they expose this. So it's got a lot of people very angry. It's got some South Africans scared as well. What other prisoners are out there that we don't know about? That's the big question. On the line is Pop Crew spokesperson Richard Mamabolo. Richard, hi, good afternoon. Welcome to 702.
Good afternoon to you and the listeners.
I mean, looking at some of your reactions to this incident, you've been quite scathing in your criticism. What is your take on what has happened?
Look, the circumstances around the escape are quite shocking, and I think it's one of the most unbelievable prison breaks, really. It could have only been done through assistance by certain people within the correctional facility at Mangaung, because I think you remember that since the fire incident back in May 2022, there had been internal investigations which led to the suspension of four people. Now, the case had then been closed, and of course they were actually charged for negligence, not with regards to the fire and all the escapes and how the body actually got into the cell. So with the revelations that are coming out from the media, it's quite clear that this was an orchestrated plan. But as well, we think that the Department of Correctional Services, since it has not been the one which is running the prison, was supposed to have actually ensured that they monitor the situation they're in. Part of signing the private partnership agreement, there's a clause within the Correctional Services Act which stipulates that the DCS should play an oversight role, and we feel that they had neglected that role because they should have, instead of just listening to the word of the prison to say that Mr. Bester had died through a fire, they should have done further investigations to look into the matter.
Yeah, what sort of oversight role is there? Because you think to yourself, G-Force Security, they're a private company, they come with a good reputation, there's been no sort of bad reports about them. So would you think perhaps government would say, right, let's just leave them alone, let them do their duty? But perhaps this has gone all wrong because there needs to be oversight.
Look, there is a contractual obligation that the department must play an oversight role, and for that they've got what you call a controller. And by the way, there have been incidents reported about the conduct of certain people within that prison in the past year. So it's a contractual obligation that the Department of Correctional Services needs to have an oversight around what happens within the prison. That is why there's a controller, a person who's called a controller, to monitor as to whether they are working in line with the prescripts of the correctional services. Remember that private prisons, again, are more focused on profit maximization as opposed to the core mandate of our DCS, which is to rehabilitate. So part of that contractual obligation warrants that there should be that oversight.
Yeah. I'm looking at a Twitter feed from Ruth Hopkins. Now, she describes herself as an independent investigative journalist with an interest in human rights, race, crime, and also prison industrial complex, it says over here. She has tweeted, though, that prisoners have been drugged and they've been given these mind-altering drugs. Some of these prisoners were problematic. Okay. But she says that a lot of these prisoners have now complained of long-lasting effects. One prisoner saying he battles to straighten his neck. These are some of the allegations that have come out or that have been reported by Ruth Hopkins. What have you heard about this?
Look, there's a bit of truth to that. In fact, further investigations need to be undertaken. And of course, I think cases of human rights have been highlighted within some of these reports. And I think for us now, what is currently important is that, you know, after we can no longer rely on internal investigations by the G4S company, we think that the Judicial Inspectorate of Correctional Services needs to obviously look into the matter with the police as well, because this is now a criminal matter. And for that, we think that the Department of Correctional Services should as well reconsider the, outsourcing the private security industry into private hands.
Yeah. And I would also think as well, from a union's point of view, you must be quite concerned about this, like the rest of South Africans. There, like we said, there's no oversight here whatsoever. And this guy managed to escape. He managed to burn somebody else's body to get out of there. But you would think, though, you would think, Richard, that you need political will to do this. You need G-Force themselves to do this, and perhaps even somebody high up in correctional services to do this, because people just don't walk out of prisons, do they?
We definitely need somebody higher than G4S to conduct this investigation. And of course, I mean, it doesn't make sense as to how, when you've got this maximum security facility, a body would then go inside there without being noticed. And of course, Mr. Bester would then leave. And I think this, of course, as well, erodes public trust in the criminal justice system. So this definitely needs serious accountability, and we need at least the minister to actually have answers as to why the Department of Correctional Services has not been playing that oversight role.
Yeah. What are you going to be doing next?
Look, we are currently engaging our structures within that correctional facility, and of course, based on the information that we get, I know that, for example, Ground Up has said that in the coming days they'll be revealing further information. We hope that we get the actual details, we get to know who are responsible for what and who are the role players, and from then on, I think it would then give a basis for which we would state our case against the privatization of prisons, but as well as ensuring that government does take over this the running of this affairs, because it's actually a constitutional imperative that they actually rehabilitate inmates within the country.
Yeah, and also within people's rights as well. PopCrew spokesperson Richard Mambabolo, thank you so much for coming on to 702.